Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Cade me la falce, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, furum and all. Kia ora, haere mai, te whanganui a tara. Welcome to another edition of Capital Irish here at Wellington Access Radio on 106.1 FM. It's Anthony Gaffney here again. Lovely to be back for you on the airwaves today to bring you this wonderful show. Once again, have the amazing Raymond in the Nerve Centre producing the show today. So take a load off. Have a break from the laundry. Give the gardening a bit of a rest. Whatever you're up to, painting the house. Sit back, relax, enjoy the show today. First of all, how is it February today? Like, oh my God. Like, it feels like yesterday I was just recovering from post-Christmas coma, kind of too much food, too much booze, too much heat, to be honest, as well. And now a few days at work and we're already skipping into February, but sure, it'll soon be Christmas. But for now, I guess the one thing that I've got to look forward to is that all this time going by quite quickly is getting me close to my trip to Ireland, my final trip back home that I haven't had for ages. I think the last time I was on, I think I mentioned the fact that we couldn't find our passports. Found the passports. Fantastic. Realised that half of them were out of date. So, been spending the past kind of few months trying to get those ones sorted. So, the kids' passports are updated. The wife is all good because she's quite organised. It's actually been more difficult trying to get to renew the kids' Irish passports than it was to get them in the first place. So, you figure that one out. I guess the only plus out of all of that is that I've now got my first New Zealand passport. So officially, I can go out on one, come back on the other, nice and easy. But in terms of going back to Ireland, say, I haven't been back for a while. Last time I was back, I was only there for a few days. And so this is a proper kind of few weeks are going to be there. I've been spending lots of time trying to plan a good route home, trying to do the right, seeing family. Where do you stay? Do you stay with family for a bit and then move on and stay in Airbnbs and cottages and whatnot? But I think we have a good route sorted. So what I'm going to do with the help of Ray is I'm going to read out the places that we're going to be going to. And Ray's going to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And we'll see how successful that this one is. So first of all, flying back via Singapore, staying there for the night, then eventually ending up flying back into Cork. So Cork a thumbs up. Fantastic. So here we go. Cove, Kinsale, Blarney Castle, Clonakilty, Skibbereen, Round the Ring of Kerry, Skellig-Michael, oh, we're doing well, Valencia Island, Gap of Dunloe, Kate Kearney's Cottage, yeah, good, a pause there for a second, Gap of Dunloe, mentioned that one, Ross Island, Clarney, Bunratty Castle, Shannon, Cliffs, oh, two thumbs up for Blarney Castle. Or sorry, Shannon, that was Shannon. Cliffs of Moher, the Burren, Galway, Ross's Point. And if we can stretch it, it's a bit of a jump, but I'd really love to go see the Giant's Causeway. Never been. Yeah, but from Sligo to the north of Ireland. And then Newgrange, Dublin, Powers Court, Gran Canaria. We'll probably see more Irish people in Gran Canaria, to be honest. Let's be fair. So, listeners, you probably can't tell, but in this studio now, I'm in the recording studio and Ray is in the kind of the other side of the studio where we do all the engineering. That's where all the heavy lifting happens. So we can't actually talk to each other. So this is why we're doing the thumbs up, thumbs down game. So, yeah, you can't quite see it, but pretty much everything there got either one or two thumbs up. So that's fantastic. So I'm off to a good start. Ray's just been back home a couple of months ago. So yeah, he's well versed in the whole journey. So what I will say is, what am I missing? Like, is that, like, that's a 3 week holiday and you're covering a little bit of ground, you know? I mean, it's, you know, a couple hours here and there every day, but I don't know what I don't know anymore. And I look at the map of Ireland and you suddenly realize there's big chunks that you just don't really know about. And you think, is there something really cool there that I'm missing? Is there a nice walk, a nice house, a nice stream, a nice whatever, you know, Maeve's graveyard, whatever, these things that you suddenly kind of hone in all these kind of tourist spots that might be amazing. But if I've missed something, then you go, my God, you've got to go there because I'm taking my young family back. They've been to Ireland, but not much. Kelly, the wife, you know, she's a Kiwi. She's been to Ireland a couple of times, but wouldn't mind showing her some new stuff. If there's something I've missed, like, drop us a line on the show. That'd be fantastic. So, February also brings with it the joys of the Six Nations, which we've just seen. I was actually away over the weekend in the South Wairarapa camping. Beautiful, beautiful weekend. Hot. Rained a little bit on the Saturday, but no mobile phone reception, so I wasn't going to watch anything. So I came back into civilization, screening my phone, things kind of popping up under the minute the mobile phone kind of started to pick up a signal. But I was determined, I am not going to be spoiled. I'm going to watch these games live, win or lose. I'm going to watch the game. So I tuned in for the France-Ireland game, or what should have been the Tyburn versus France game, if you'd seen it. Let me just read you some of these stats of Tyburn. Played for 80 minutes, ran 32 metres, 24 attacking rooks, 11 defensive rooks, 7 out of 7 tackles. Good man. 10 carries, 9 passes, 5 line-out wins, 2 line-out steals, 2 clean breaks, 1 defender beaten, 1 try, 1 turnover. And a partridge in a pear tree has got to be in there somewhere. My God, that's fantastic. That's probably the game of his life. So it's a great start to the Six Nations for the boys in green. No team in the Six Nations has gone back-to-back Grand Slams. So you heard it here first. You've heard it jinxed here first. We'll wait and see how they turn up. It gets Italy next weekend. We'll see how that kind of turns out. But almost the bigger game, and dare I say it, the bigger game, Munster against the Crusaders. That didn't get much coverage. I know it's a pre-season game and everything, but this is the URC champions, Munster, versus the Southern Rugby Pacific Championship team, Crusaders. Never been played before, that type of game. Played in Parc a Kyiv. 30,000 tickets sold out in 24 hours. I think they sold 41,000 in the end. What a fantastic game that was. Went, you know, almost try for try. You know, Mitch Drummond, Dallas McLeod, Jamie Hanna, all scored tries for the Kiwis. Then you got, you know, Gavin Coombs, Scott Buckley, they all touched down. 2 for Coombs. Joey Carberry, the Irish New Zealander, New Zealand Irisher. No, I'm not quite sure how to describe him, but I think we're claiming him as one of ours, aren't we? Yeah, we are. Yeah, 2 Irish parents. Yeah, I think that kind of counts as us. He went on to do all the converted all the tries, got the Man of the Match award, 21-19 in the end. God, that was close. I think they'll be telling stories about this, just like the 1978 All Blacks win for forevermore. We'll never hear the end of it. So, but fair enough. Well done, Munster. Great win, great score. And to top it all off, we had Lucy Mulhall's team, the Women's Irish Sevens team, in Perth, beating Australia to claim Ireland's first Sevens series gold. So that definitely deserves a round of applause. Well done, girls. Very, very proud of you. Keep it going. Now, I know that was a bit of a rugby-heavy kind of intro, but I am a rugby guy, so I'm unapologetically a rugby guy, and you're going to get a little bit of that, and that's just the nature of the game, particularly around this time of the year. But, you know, if you think, oh my God, that guy just banging on about, I'm sick of hearing about this, why don't you step in and give it a go? Like, we'd love to have some new presenters on the show, and we're always looking for new presenters. So if you think that you can do a better job, which you probably can, it's not that hard when you listen to this, by all means, could it drop us a line here at Capital Irish on 106.1 FM and give it a crack. You've nothing to lose. Right. So I think I've talked for long enough. And what I'd like to do is to have a bit of an intro and kind of have a bit of gas and a bit of a catch up and a bit of a chin wag, but then go into a wee bit of a song. So what I've got for you here is a band, 3 guys. Eddie, who's on vocals and guitar. Fitz is on the bass, and Magoo is on the banjo. These 3 lads, they met while they were studying engineering at the University of Limerick, and they've had an incredible kind of rise to fame over the past couple of years. You know, if you're supporting Dermot Kennedy at Thorburn Park, and then if you're supporting Bruce Springsteen, I think you think that you're onto good things. So a couple of songs come out on the back of that. Eyes Don't Lie, Shot in the Dark, both great tunes. They're playing Eurosonic, the Eurosonic Showcase in the Netherlands this month. There's a UK tour in February also, which is sold out. And I think they're back to the Olympia, which will be in Dublin in May. And you know what? They'll be selling out the 3 Arena come the end of the year. So let's have a bit of a break. You can listen to some music. This is Kingfisher with Caroline.
Not sure where it came from, though.
Thank you. and your weathered hair blowing in the breeze, and the bruises on your knees. Destiny took us further than we'd hoped for, from the dandelions pressed against your chin to the evenings coming in. Could be we're too far gone for saving. Time of death has been pronounced. Soul and handshakes round the house. Did you forget to ring your outline when you told him about the news? Did he know just what to do?
Great stuff. Now, there's another young singer that you may not have heard of, but is just starting to break through probably the past year or two, and might have been kind of picked up and mentioned by a few bands that we've mentioned here on the show before, like Yay Vagabond or Miles O'Reilly. And there was a while there that you might have seen her at a gig in Dublin or around Ireland and wouldn't have heard much music. But last year, released Beehive and has a fantastic voice. Lots of kind of good influences, but essentially, folk and trad, I guess, is the main genesis of a lot of her music. She's just been signed by Clatter Records, which is a fantastic kind of nod for her, and you'd probably see an album coming out sometime in 2024. So sit back and listen to Niamh Berry with Budapest.
Could melt, and fingers stiff like icicles. Hot coffee helps.
The sky is clear, but you can't tell, clever as you are, if what we see when we look up are satellites or stars. Wish they'd leave the moon alone, you know. 'Cause when our kids are sleeping, where are they supposed to go? And for lovers in different cities, a billboard just won't be as pretty. I wish they could learn to leave good enough. Feel the silence, see that look upon your face. Oh, spiraling downward, I would lose the race. And I'm still getting round to hearing those songs. It's not that I didn't have the time, just knew that their intent would shake me and make me wish I was somewhere else. So they stayed with the books I mean to read on the shelf. For a while, maybe learn the language or get by on a smile. Lose yourself within that crowd, drink from a different font. They say, don't make yourself so small. Sometimes it's what you want. Mothers hold me when I cry and shiver. I'm packaged and posted ready to be delivered.
Gorgeous voice there, Niamh Berry with Budapest. So just a reminder of a few things and a few notices coming up. Don't forget the man that we mentioned before, the one who's had a UK album hit every year for the past 35 years, you know, unprecedented kind of run of hit albums. You know, the man, the myth, the legend, the hair. Mr. Danny O'Donnell is kind of starting his tour of New Zealand up in Auckland on the 21st of February and then playing down through Invercargill into Palmerston North on the 25th of Feb. And then if you're in Ototahi Christchurch on the 27th of Feb, maybe go and check him out. So don't forget about that one. Something else to kind of put in your diary, slightly medium to long term, is the St. Patrick's Day Parliament Luncheon in support of the Tara Trust. So La Féile Pádraig, St. Patrick's Day, and in Tara is Ra Ohato Patariki, which I quite like. So if you get onto the Tara Trust either Facebook page or Humanitix website, who are selling the tickets, you can buy yourself a ticket to the luncheon. You'll be joined by the Right Honourable Mr. Gerry Brownlee, MP, Speaker of the House of Representatives, who'll be hosting the Irish Business Network of New Zealand and the Friends of Ireland, the Tara Trust, at this special gala luncheon in celebration of St. Patrick's Day. So that's on Thursday, the 14th of March, from 12 to 2. I think they're also going to get along Mr. Jack Chambers, TD for the Minister of State at the Department of Transport and the Department of the Environment, Climate and Communications in Ireland. And you'll also have Ms. Jane Colony, who's the Ambassador of Ireland to New Zealand. And I said there'll be loads of people there. Get on, grab yourself a ticket. I think you can buy tables, but I think it's probably $180 or $185 a pop per chair. So might just be for a special occasion, that one, but I'd say it'd be a great crack, all right. So give it a go. Whilst we try and focus on just Wellington stuff, because, you know, it's, you know, Capital Irish in Wellington, we still kind of keep an eye out of good stuff that's going on around the country. So if you're in Auckland on Sunday the 11th, which is the day that this show goes out, at between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., get yourself down to the Auckland Irish Club. Aaron Walsh, who's the fantastic boxer, Waterford born, I think, but now kind of New Zealand citizen, represents New Zealand in boxing, is going to be doing a skills session. She's been recognised recently as one of the best amateur boxers in New Zealand, ranked top 40 in the world. I think she won a silver medal at the 2023 Pacific Games, just missed out on that golden ticket to the Olympics, but, you know, did get one of her biggest career wins when she defeated the 2018 Commonwealth Games bronze medalist Troy Garden in August last year. So that sounds like a fantastic event. If you're in Wellington listening to this, don't worry, you're not going to make it, because you won't be able to get on the plane and get up there in time. But if you're in Auckland, plenty of time. Get yourself down to the Auckland Irish Club. Coming up on the 16th of February, a pretty good game, back to rugby game. Surprise, surprise. The Hurricanes are going to be playing Moana Pacifica in one of the pre-season warm-up games, I guess they call it. So this is unique in that it's going to be up at the New Zealand Campus of Innovation and Sport, fantastic new facility where the Hurricanes are now based, and I think the Wellington Phoenix are based up there as well. So amazing facilities. First time a full rugby game will have been played up there, Hurricanes versus Moana Pacifica. It's a 2:30 kickoff on the Friday. I think you get up to Trentham off at the train there if you are getting the train up or drive up. Great thing about this, it's free, totally free. Free as a bird. So I think you'll see all the stars kind of coming out to play a few games there. Well worth it. If you can, another thing to keep an eye out for is St. Patrick's Day parades coming up. And so the Wellington Irish Society are looking for some volunteers, bit of help. To try and get it set up. This is on Sunday the 17th of March, so actually on St. Patrick's Day, which would be fantastic. We've been many times. It's a fantastic event. If you're able to help out, get onto their webpage, get onto the Facebook page, but drop an email to the president at wellingtonirishsociety.com. Not going to read it all out, but I think you can find the email address there yourself. You could also, and I'm not sure where they are with this, but if you get in quick, you can volunteer to carry your county's flag. Oh my God. Like, I'm hoping that by the time I send my message, Dublin hasn't gone, but we all know how popular Dublin is, so it's quite likely that was snapped up straight away. That's probably the first one to go, to be honest. But it's a great event. Bring the kids. Always a good turnout. Good to kind of have that representation. Now, as per usual, keep an eye out on all the various web pages and other online content that I haven't been able to cover for what's going on in the Wellington region, in particular the Hutt Valley Irish Society, the Wellington Irish Society, Friends of Ireland, the Irish Business Network of New Zealand. And as always, yeah, stay safe. We'll catch you next week. From myself, from Ray, from the team here at Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, Slán leat agus gur amagat, má te wá. And we're going to play you out with a nod to this guy who we all know and love, who we lost last year, and it's still such a shame, it's still quite raw. We're going to play you out with the Pogues and Shane McGowan and Dirty Old Town.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.